fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. And happy Friday. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the June 23rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. As expected, the 2 meters 24 tall French phenom, Victor Wembanyama, was the number one overall pick by the San Antonio Spurs in the annual National Basketball Association draft in New York City.
Can't really describe it, you know, still fresh. But one of the best feeling of my life, you know. Probably the best night of my life. I've been dreaming about this for so long. It's a dream come true.
It's a dream come true for Victor Wembanyama, who has been described as the NBA's top young talent since LeBron James in the 2003 NBA draft. Wembanyama joins the San Antonio Spurs team that already has developed and produced Hall of Fame big men Tim Duncan and David Robinson. And the Spurs are coached by Greg Popovich, who will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in August. Now, it's way too early to tell if Wembanyama will one day be joining them in the Hall of Fame, but he promises to give his utmost for the Spurs and their fans.
I'm going to give 100%. Make all that's in my power to make this franchise win, you know. To have impact on the franchise and the fan base and the community.
The Spurs have won 5 NBA titles, with their last championship in 2014. Wembanyama says winning a 6th NBA trophy for San Antonio is his ultimate goal.
Some players have tried to win the championship with a ring for years and haven't made it, and I don't want to be one of those, you know. This is going to be my goal is going to be to get closer and closer every time to the ring and to learn how to make it.
The Charlotte Hornets had the number 2 pick in the NBA draft, and they used it to select a forward out of the University of Alabama, Brandon Miller.
They have great players there already. I can say for me, I can bring just a winner. I'm willing to make all the winning plays as far as on or off the court.
The Portland Trail Blazers had the number 3 pick in the NBA draft, and they used it to select a guard who spent 2 seasons with the G League Ignite developmental program, Scoot Henderson.
I'm the most prepared player in the draft. You know, that's what I say. So the fact that I went there for 2 years is just taught me so much, you know, on the court as well, but, you know, a lot of things off the court.
And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to the Thompson Twins. I'm old enough to remember the Thompson Twins as a British pop band. But in the 2023 NBA draft, it's a different story. Twin brothers Amen and Osar Thompson were the 4th and 5th picks in the draft. Amen was picked by the Houston Rockets. Let's give a big amen! And Osar by the Detroit Pistons. The Nigerian James Anaji, a center for FC Barcelona, was the 31st overall pick by the Pistons and the first African player selected.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and at VOAAfrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to VOAAfrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports as well as past episodes. Check out VOAAfrica.com. Introduced in Nigeria by the U.S. Peace Corps in the 1960s, baseball is slowly becoming a sport of note in Africa's most populous country, thanks to the efforts of a few dedicated lovers of the game. Timothy Obiezu reports from Abuja, Nigeria.
A weekly baseball and softball training for school kids is underway in Ekiti State in southwest Nigeria. Baseball coach Oluwafemi Aina started the training camp in 2014 with only 5 baseballs, 2 softballs, and a bat. Now, his team, Ekiti State Little League Baseball and Softball, has drawn participants from 6 schools in the state, and Aina says there's not enough playing fields.
Baseball is not known anyway. We know, like, you know, the way it was known in the U.S. and other parts of the world, you know. But because of the passion I have for the game, I don't have any option than to just push it. And the major setback of the game is gear and equipment.
In 2002, Aina quit football to join the first baseball training in Ekiti State. And despite many challenges over the years, he says his passion for the game has only grown. In January of this year, he attended Wendelstedt Umpire School in the United States as part of his quest to bring baseball back to Nigeria.
One thing that struck my mind then was, they said, Little League Baseball is the largest youth organization that have youth participants all over the world. And I tried to Google it, and I knew it was true. And that one really ignites my passion and my, you know, energy to just venture fully into the game.
Nigeria fielded baseball teams in the 1999 and 2003 All-Africa Games, winning silver medals in both competitions. In April, Nigeria hosted West Africa's first Little League baseball tournament, which it won. Kunle Adeyemi, the general manager of Ekiti State Sports Council, says such competitions, along with help from local politicians, could usher in new opportunities for baseball in Nigeria.
I can assure you that this new governor, Abayomi Oyebanji, will do everything possible to make sure that all these kids don't fall off. He will make sure that they get to the peak of their career in baseball and softball.
Young stars like Philip Fagbenro say they have big dreams.
In the nearest future, I see myself to excel with my teammates, every one of us, to go higher in the USA, everywhere around the world.
Emmanuel Olayinka says all they need is an opportunity.
If we should be given a chance, which I believe it will be possible, we like to go out as a team to play outside the country. I think that will be is a great chance. We are hoping for that.
But first, they'll be working hard to win local sponsors and make the game more popular at home. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
One of our big African football stories this week was the retirement of Ghanaian star Asamoah John. On Thursday's show, we had a report from Yawafusu Larbi. And on Friday, we bring you one from Victor Atsu Tamaklo.
Ghana striker Asamoah John has announced his retirement from professional football. John retires at the age of 37 as Ghana's all-time top scorer with 51 goals and the Muscat player with 109 games to his name. He retires as Africa's top scorer at the World Cup with 6 goals.
It's been echoing in my mind for the past a year and a half. Sometimes people see me and like, have you retired? I was like, nope. I still think I have something to offer. But I've been contemplating on it, and I think I'll use this platform officially to tell everybody it's time. I've officially retired from football. Whoa! And very, very emotional, as you said. It's a very, very difficult moment. It's something that you love, something that you've done since your childhood, and then living it at this moment.
In a career spanning over 2 decades, Jan played for Liberty Professionals and later Legon Cities in Ghana, Modena and Udinese in Italy, Stade Rennes in France, Sunderland in the Premier League, before jetting off to the Middle East, where he played for Al Ain and Shanghai SIPG. In between, there were stints with Al Ahly and Turkey's Kayserispor. His greatest impact, however, was on the international scene. Former AC Milan and Inter Milan midfielder Suleiman Tari shared the Black Stars dressing room with Jan for nearly 2 decades. He recalls Jan's maturity even in his formative years.
He was young, but he was already matured in the football aspect. He could read the game easily. He has pace. He was determined to be a great footballer, as he has done. For me, clicking together with him when he joined the first team was just amazing, because I could close my eyes and put ball anywhere I want. I know that he's there.
Suleiman Tari through to Jan, who's onside. It's Asamoah Gyan. It's 2-1 Ghana.
In a generation not short on star quality, it was hard to stand out. But not if you're a Jan. The Baby Jets, as he is affectionately called, made a habit of coming up clutch in crucial moments for Ghana. And there were many of them. The winning goal against Serbia at the World Cup in South Africa. The extra time goal against the United States of America in the same tournament.
Now that's hooked forward. Here's a chase for Gyan. He's 1-on-2. It is Gyan. He is in the area. He scores! Ghana back in front. A goal of individual brilliance from Asamoah Gyan. Taking it on the chest. Beating off demerit, blasting it past Howard. Great, great goal from Gyan for Ghana.
Or climbing down from the treatment table to score a stoppage time winner against Algeria at the African Cup of Nations in 2015. Unforgettable moments. But behind these moments were sacrifices that made them possible. One man who knows all about the lengths to which Jan went to represent his country is President of the Ghana Football Association, Kerto Kweku. He, like many Ghanaians, owes Jan a debt of gratitude.
From the Football Association of Ghana, which you belong, Asamoah, I want to use this opportunity to say thank you for the love you've brought to Ghana, for your service to our country, and for the pride and value you have brought and continue to bring to our country. And at all times, the Baby Jets has sacrificed everything that he has to ensure that our country, our blessed country, is great and strong. You brought life and hope to people who would not normally have life and hope.
He has retired, but we may yet see Jan somewhere in the future. It could be through his Baby Jets and a 16 football project, or his investment into boxing through Baby Jets promotions. Even if we do not, Jan has left the football world with enough memories to last a lifetime. From Accra for the VOA, Victor Watutamaklu.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And you're listening to the Friday High Energy Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Joining us now with an extra spicy package of African sports news is Samson Omale. Sporty Friday greetings, Samson.
Sporty Friday greetings to you too, Sonny. We begin the wrap of Africa Sports with the CAF Under 23 Africa Cup of Nations Morocco 2023. The tournament gets underway this weekend when host Morocco take on Guinea on Saturday, the 24th of June 2023. The competition will serve as a qualifier for the Summer Olympics Paris 2024. This is the second CAF Under 23 Africa Cup of Nations to be played in Morocco since the tournament was introduced in 2011. There are 8 participating countries grouped into 2. Group A includes Morocco, Ghana, Congo and Guinea, while Niger, Gabon, Mali and Egypt are in Group B. CAF President Patrice Motsepe has told the 5th Pro Africa Congress in Gaborone, Botswana, to work together in making Africa football amongst the best in the world. Motsepe said CAF is committed to promoting and advancing the interests and rights of African football players, clubs, national team, member associations, zonal unions, and all football stakeholders on the African continent.
One of my key objectives in football is to increase the quality of football in Africa. If you don't increase the money, the finances that is made available to the clubs and to the national teams. So we've increased the prize money. But I've also said part of the objective of increasing the prize money is take some of the prize money into the play. Share it. If you share it with them, if you pay them well, you'll be more successful.
Away from football news, Tunisia's under-21 handball team lost to Germany 31-46 points at the 24th edition of the International Handball Federation Men's Under-21 World Championship First Round Group B Day 1 game played in Hanover. Tunisia, who had defeated Algeria 27-22 at Day 1 on Tuesday, will take on Libya on Friday. The 24th Men's Junior Under-21 World Championships is being co-hosted by Germany and Greece from June 20th to July the 2nd.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
In athletics, more than 3,000 athletes have registered for the second edition of the Nairobi City Marathon that will be held on July 2nd. The marathon will comprise of 42 kilometers, 21 kilometers, 10 kilometers, and 6 kilometers races. Speaking during the event's launch, race director Ibrahim Hussein said they are targeting close to 10,000 runners to participate in the event.
So last year we had a very successful event. It was the first one. We were given a very short time to organize it. So there were some few mistakes we did. We have had 1 year now to correct those mistakes. And I think this year we have very close to perfect course, very close to perfect event.
The 70th edition of the iconic Safari Rally Kenya began on Thursday adjacent to the Kasarani National Stadium in the capital, Nairobi. Estonia's 2019 world champion, Ulf Tunak, registered the fastest time in the opening super special stage at Kasarani in the WRC Safari Rally in Kenya.
Winning super special in Kenya makes no difference at all. It doesn't matter if it's minus 10 seconds or plus 10 seconds. I would say it's the challenge and, you know, it's one of these rallies in the calendar where the speed doesn't make any difference. So.
Fort Pumas Tanak timed 3 minutes 14.3 seconds in the opening stage at Kasarani, which was 0.1 seconds faster than 8-time world champion Sebastian Ogier. Defending champions Kelly Rovanperä of Finland was third, 2.4 seconds off the pace. The rally proper will begin on Friday with the Ladia stage in Naivasha. A Kenyan leg of the WRC has 19 stages. The 2023 Special Olympics World Summer Games Berlin 2023 will be concluded this weekend. More than 60 South African athletes are competing at the 2023 Special Olympics World Games. The competition brings together athletes with intellectually disabilities to compete across 26 different sports. And Celia Smith is the CEO of South Africa Special Olympics and the head of the South African delegation. She described the experience in Berlin as very unique.
Well, we are doing incredibly well. I think our medal tally at the moment is 4 gold, 2 silver, 4 bronze. And we're looking to really push that up over the next couple of days of competition. But we're very excited to be here. So far, so good. Everyone's having a great time.
And now to wheelchair tennis. South Africa's wheelchair tennis star,
Kogatso Mojiani says she couldn't be prouder after winning the first major title of her career. Mojiani and her doubles partner, Japan's Yu Kamiji, won the 2023 French Open Ladies Wheelchair Doubles title. In doing so, Mojiani became the first South African woman to win at Roland Garros since Tanya Harford and Rosalyn Fairbanks' victory in 1981. It was the fourth Grand Slam final of her career, having previously reached finals at the US Open and Wimbledon.
Honestly, my emotions, it's one of sweet and sour one, you know, because every time I do something big, then I get to find out you're the first one to do it. It's a sour sweet one that I want to celebrate, but at the same time, why were they not people like me from Africa who are playing the sport?
And now to Scrabble. Nigeria's contingents to the 2023 World Scrabble Championships have intensified their preparations for the tournament, with the players setting a target to dethrone current world champions. More than 30 players will compete at the World English-Speaking Language Scrabble Championship, scheduled for the 22nd of July in Las Vegas, United States. Six of the players that will be competing at the Las Vegas tournament are ranked among the world's top 20 players. Curtis John is a technical director of the Nigeria Scrabble Federation.
I'm very sure that if Nigeria has not had that tournament, the tournament will not have the value that is expected. You know, we've been the best paying country in the world. It's no fluke that we've got to play tournaments we always excel.
Basketball news. A racism scandal has overshadowed the Spanish Basketball League finals between Real Madrid and Barcelona. Barca's Nigerian star James Nnaji was allegedly racially abused by the crowd as he got off the team bus before a game in Madrid. Barcelona, which like Madrid is affiliated to the city's football club, condemned the incident in a statement and demanded a firm and exemplary reaction from the league. Staying with basketball news, Algeria will host Tunisia in Algiers in an attempt to qualify for the 2023 FIBA AFRICAN to be held next month in Angola. In the absence of Libya and with Morocco, who qualified automatically for the final round of the AFRICAN, these FIBA Africa Zone 1 qualifiers will see Algeria take on Tunisia in a two-game series. Game 1 will be played on Friday, June 23rd, while the second one will follow on Sunday, June 25th. Both games will be played in the Algerian capital.
My name is Benjamin Azumati, a member of the quartet team that won gold for Ghana in the African Games that happened in Morocco, Rabat. You are listening to The Sunny Side of Sports.
And let's go to Ghana, where the chairman of the local organizing committee of the 13th African Games, dubbed Accra 2023, Dr. Kwaku Ofosu-Asare, says facilities and venues to be used for the All African Games will be ready in December 2023. Dr. Ofosu-Asare, who was a special guest at the 2023 Ghana Swimming Association National Open Championship, noted that for 15 days in March 2024, Ghana will host 55 African countries to an unforgettable experience.
Work is really is progressing. I mean, we had a meeting last week and the contractor is on course. They are beefing up their work strength, their staff strength. And they've given us their work schedule, their timetable and everything. And we have every belief that by December, at least they will hand over the facilities to us. Let's even if we stretch it by February, we should have all the facilities handed over to us.
And finally, four countries, Uganda, Burundi, Kenya, and South Sudan, have so far confirmed that they will be represented during the forthcoming 2023 Genocide Memorial Volleyball Tournament, slated for June 24th to the 25th. The annual tournament is organized in honor of volleyball players, coaches, administrators, and fans who were killed during the 1994 genocide against the Tutsis.
Thank you, Samson Omale, for that extra spicy package of African sports news.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Olise, former captain and coach of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Sunday. Nigeria and Villarreal winger Samuel Chukwueze has been named the best African player during Spain's 2022-2023 La Liga season. Chukwueze ended the season with 13 goals and 11 assists across all competitions. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the man who coached Chukwueze on Nigeria's national under-17 boys team, Emmanuel Amunike.
First of all, I'm happy for Chukwueze, you know, what he has been able to achieve this season. And apart from achieving, you know, he has been a key player in his team. He has helped his team, you know. He has contributed immensely in their game. And I think it is, you know, it is a kind of confidence boosting for him to be able to establish himself in the Spanish, you know, league, and even being, you know, recognized being the best African player for this season. I think it's something, you know, it's something great for him, and I'm happy for him, and I wish him the very best of luck, and I hope, you know, next season he continue to inspire and continue to grow and continue to develop as a player.
How did you discover Samuel Chukwueze?
Well, Chukwueze was discovered just like same way Osimhen was discovered, you know. Although I have 2 years in 2013, I was privileged to have seen Chukwueze, you know. And I invited him to the 2013 under-17 team together with Kelechi Nwakali, knowing the quality that he possessed. But unfortunately, he was not able to make it in that team. But bearing it in mind and that I have seen him play, so I was able, you know, to integrate him into the team of 2015 together with Osimhen, Chukwueze, and Nwakali. It's a good thing that when you see these young players that 2015, you train them and today they are top players playing in top clubs. I think it's a good thing and it's something amazing. And like I have always, you know, said, I always wish them the best and I hope they continue to do well in their various clubs and continue to inspire the next generations that are coming behind them.
Coach, what's your rating of Samuel Chukwueze and Victor Osimhen, another player you trained?
Well, my rating for both Chukwueze and Osimhen is for them to continue to grow, you know. They have done fantastically very well in this season. They have been able, you know, to distinguish themselves in their various clubs. Osimhen was the top scorer in Italy, and Chukwueze, you know, was able to also establish himself. So there is no number that can really quantify about their rating. The important thing is that these are players that are, you know, that are young and they've been able, you know, to take the best opportunity that was presented to them, and from there they've been able to, you know, develop and grow into the game and being recognized today as one of the best players in the world. So I wish them all the best.
That's Emmanuel Amunike, the 1994 African Footballer of the Year. And Emmanuel spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Spain. And that wraps up the June 23rd edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. Have a nice weekend. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.